What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Women Don't Want to Be in Relationships Anymore. Let me say that one more time. Women don't want to be in relationships anymore. Now, as you guys know, I'm traveling throughout the Balkan countries. I'm in Moldova. I'm now in the capital of Moldova, Chișinău, and I'm walking toward my Airbnb. So I have about 20 minutes, so I figure I make a video for you guys. Yesterday, on the way from Belz, Moldova, to here, I was sitting next to a young woman. She was younger than me by a decade, meaning she's probably like 30. I'm 40, as you guys know. And it was a long bus ride. It was about 2.5 hours. And I was talking to MGTOW Dictionary, because we both have Skype. So I was talking to MGTOW Dictionary about what's going on throughout the Balkans. And this girl happened to be an English teacher. And she was very happy to have someone that she can practice her English on. So, after the bus ride, she invited me to the city center. I got in a cab with her. She paid for the cab already. And then I invited her to dinner at a nice restaurant. When I say nice, I don't mean like five-star nice. I mean like half a notch above KFC, okay? It's called Andy's Pizza, yes? The restaurant is called Andy's Pizza. It has way more than pizza. It actually does have good food. But this is not an ad for Andy's Pizza in Moldova. So I spent about another 2.5 hours with her because she was taking a bus from the capital here in Kanishawa, or Chișinău, and she was gonna go to Bucharest, where I was a week ago. So we killed some time until she was able to take her bus. Now, we spoke for a total of about 4 hours from the time she made contact with me on the bus until I waved her goodbye when she got on the bus from here to Bucharest. So, here's what's going on, guys. Women don't want relationships. Now, the cold hard truth is that no PUA out there, and I'm not gonna say any names, yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha, will ever tell you the cold hard truth that women genuinely do not want relationships. And the reason behind it, guys, is that their business is gonna be non-existent if you guys knew the truth like I tell you. You know, I was listening to a Donovan Sharp live stream a couple of days, and he said that AMS, aka Alpha Male Strategies, aka Mr. Yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha, he's a multi-millionaire now. Well, how did AMS become a multi-millionaire? You know, selling you books, $1,000 an hour consultation, so you can, you know, get into a relationship and be a purple pill guy. But the reality of the matter, guys, women don't want relationship. In the West, a woman might angle for a relationship. That way, you know, you get her pregnant, she gets child support, or she marries you an X amount of years later, she divorces you and takes half of your shit. You know, like Sandman says, she takes cash and prizes in the divorce. Now, here in the Balkan countries, child support and divorce rape don't exist. So women have absolutely no incentive to dangle for a relationship here in the Balkan countries. Now, something the lawyer I went to a couple of days ago to set up my MGTOW TV business here, he told me, the men here are lazy, and the woman are highly ambitious. In fact, he said most of his law office is woman because, you know, the men, they don't want to work. So a lot of these Balkan women, guys, Romania, Moldova, you know, those are the two countries I've been to. And Romania and Moldova really are the same people. So these women, they don't want relationship, guys. These women, they want to go out. They want to get a college degree. They want to get a master's, maybe a doctorate. And then in their 30s, you know, start up a business of some sort. And then, you know, in their like 40, maybe they get married and start a family at the age of 40, which, as we all know, is preposterous. So the point here I want you guys to understand loud and clear is that relationships are a thing of the past, okay? When a girl is in her teen years or in her early 20s, she wants to ride that cock carousel. And that's gonna be based solely off of looks, okay? It's not gonna be based off of money because in all likelihood, she's still living with her parents. You know, she's still pure. You guys need to understand, God created woman to sleep with alpha males because that made sure the gene pool stays nice and healthy and not weak and pathetic like we have in America. By the way, guys, I have not seen a single soy boy here in Romania or even in Moldova. You know the soy boys we have in America with that soy boy smile? Yeah, we don't have that here in Moldova or Romania. So this just goes to show you that in America, whether it's eugenics, whether it's women sleeping with weak, pathetic men for money, whatever the case is, the genetic makeup in America is rather poor. You know, here, I can honestly tell you guys, here in the Balkan countries, I walk a lot. I walk like maybe 10 kilometers or 5 miles a day because I had to leave my car in Romania because they wouldn't allow me to take the car to Moldova because I didn't have a international driver permit. So for those of you guys out there who want to rent cars and travel across the border, get yourself an international driver's permit. Anyway, so here I'm walking a lot. Even when I had my car with me in Romania, I would walk at least a mile and a half, 2 miles every day. So that's exercise, that's very healthy. The food here is a lot healthier than the crap we have in America. As you guys know, I buy my food and cook it, and I can honestly tell you, even though I haven't been here for a full 2 weeks, I feel a lot healthier, a lot lighter by being in the Balkans compared to living back in America. So I know a lot of you guys out there are under the impression that Chad and Tyrone is knocking up women left and right every day, all day. But the reality of the matter, guys, the birth rate in Moldova is like 1.3. The birth rate in Romania is not that much better. Guys, yes, at the end of the day, looks matter, and I'll be a liar if I told you otherwise. But the reality of the matter is, a lot of women out there, they just don't want a relationship. They have no problem toying with a man. You know, as you guys know, wherever I go in the world, I'm always at a cafe. So all the cafes I've been to, whether it's Romania or here in Moldova, usually you would see two girls sitting and giggling. Then, you know, a couple minutes later, some beta male would come and join them, and these women would continue talking among themselves, totally ignoring the beta male. It's like these women are purposely emasculating the beta male. So this just goes to show you guys, I don't care where you are in the world, women genuinely don't want men. They want to be strong, they want to be independent. You know, the only difference between the woman here and the woman back in the West is that the women here are not as toxic or evil as the woman back in America, and that's simply due to the fact that Big Daddy government is not on their side here like back in America. But nevertheless, women just want to have fun. They don't want to have relationships. They want to make it on their own. They want to be strong and independent. And in the meantime, they'll simply use men. You know, a lot of women would actually get into a relationship with a guy when they're going through college or starting out, and that's because they are using the man as an insurance policy or a stepping stone. So think about it. You got a girl, she's out of college, she's 21, 22 years old, she doesn't know what her future is gonna be like. So she gets herself a boyfriend, right? You know, a lot of these women, guys, they go from the villages to the capital, which is where I am. Then they would go from the capital to Romania, and then from Romania, they would go into Europe. So these girls, you know, 21, 22 years old, they really don't know what their future is gonna be like. They go out, they get themselves a beta male boyfriend. Of course, he's paying for everything. And then when she finally grasps a good branch, you know, monkey branch, and she will dump the boyfriend and then she'll move on. So this is what women all over the world are doing in 2021. They're simply using men as a stopgap until they are able to concretely move on, okay? So, to finish this video, guys, it's imperative for you guys out there to understand that I don't care where you go in the world, women simply do not want a relationship. Maybe when she's in her 30s and she's sick and tired of working, but let's be honest, how many of us want a used up woman who's fucking 35 and got gray pubes? I know I don't. So the only people who are getting women, guys, are the Chads and the Tyrones. And yeah, you gotta be young, you gotta be hot, guys. You know, there's no such thing as a 40-year-old Chad or a 40-year-old Tyrone. So if you guys out there are young and you're not getting pussy, I hate to say it, but pussy may not be for you, man. Not telling you to get a sex robot or anything, but I'm simply telling you guys, if you are between the ages of, no, if you are below the age of 25 and you're not getting pussy thrown at you, then maybe, just maybe, getting pussy is not gonna be something that's in the cards for you. So a lot of you guys out there really need to make a lot of you guys out there watching this, You need to make a conscious decision. Am I gonna do a pay to play? Right? For those of you who don't know, pay to play is pretty much when you pay a woman to have intimacy with you. Kind of like what I do with Yogi Ob's mom. Or are you gonna go your own way, no woman in your diet? Or maybe some of you guys out there might get a sex doll. I don't know. You know, I'm never ever gonna get a sex doll. But for some of you guys out there, I mean, it might be your only option, really. So, again, guys, if you are under the age of 25, you're not getting pussy thrown at you, you're over the age of 25, you're not having much luck with women, pussy is simply not in the cards for you, and therefore you guys out there have to start looking at alternatives. And those alternatives, again, are going your own way, taking women completely out of your diet, getting a sex doll, or pay to play. But the reality of the matter, guys, women today, they just don't want a relationship. Again, maybe in their 30s and 40s when they get sick and tired of working, maybe. But honestly, do you guys really want a used up woman by then? You know, a woman who's been passed around for 20 years. She can't have kids anymore. She had all her fun. So, the bottom line, guys, here, I don't care where you go in the world. I don't care if you're in America. I don't care if you are in the poorest country in all of Europe, Moldova. Modern day women simply do not want relationships. And if they angle for a relationship, trust and believe, they're simply using you as a stepping stone or a stopgap until they move on to the bigger, better deal. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.